kann ich schon mit einem Rechen mit Chago, Beatzi Schalm Belech, Pflichtim, wo ich so jo Beatzi Schoel, die Mistome, der Avron, wie ich so kodorin Beatzi Schoel. Why? Why is this Mistome? Because Kim Avron Avino is Kolatere Kule. But if we are going to say like Rabbi Nachaim Kehen, that the whole mitzvah is based upon the possibility of being Mikayim mitzvah at Luis Boaz, it's not shy to say Kim Avraham Avinu is Kolatere Kule. Kim Avraham Avinu is Kolatere Kule. It has to be Mikayim mitzvah according to the Deen, not according just to emotions. So, he couldn't be Mikayim mitzvah at Luis Boaz anyway. It was not as yet Niskadesh. It was destined to be Niskadesh. So from this thesis we see either thesis agrees with Ramban, or even if thesis agrees with the Ramban, so there is no mitzvah chiyuvis of living in Eretz Yisrael if Eretz Yisrael is not affected by the Torah. But the mitzvah chiyuvis there is, because the Torah says v'irashtem v'yishavtem bo. So, all right, so according to Ramban, it's haftoch and yud. But what does yud mean? Yud means something ideal, something towards which one can aspire. So it's a mitzvah kiyumis. And Avraham Avinu kim klatere kule. So mitzvah kiyumis as well. So mele, I said there is no stira. And I think there's the real pshat in thesis. But the Pasa Shulchan is the kashi, and the Marit is the kashi. In an eri gizma ze, diike sakon zochem voim erab nechaim deachshav in mitzvah lodo be'arch Yisrael, ki ish kamo mitzvah satlu izboraz v'chamo inshin, deino nirchim lizoya ben lamed aleim. So, it is usually assumed that Rabbi Nachaim Kehen is chilek on the first lashon teis, but the Mordechai in Ksuvos mentions voim erab nechaim Kehen the bizna in. So how can we reconcile the two? No, it's no kashash, because here there's two separate halachas. Here the Mishnah says that hakel ma'alim le'aretz Yisrael v'in hakel mitzvim. There is a din kfir. Who in the lalis v'in ashloi lalis is kefin. Oisolalis, Vim Lorozo, Yeti believe in Esnixu. He mers lalis, Vim Ritalis, Kitnis lalis, Lorozo, Yeti el Vietnoxu. There is Dinkvi. That's not, this kvi is not a kvi of Makanis as it is in Afshe. It's a different kind of a kvi. What Maki? The Gemishna doesn't say he mers lalis, Vim Ashloi lalis. So is kefin is imaknis as it is nafshi. Actually, is nafshi has its own calling. Hey, its own calling. When there is maknis as it is nafshi, when there is no maknis as it is nafshi, and they are calling if it's matzcho bitzido. So then there is no maknis as it is nafshi anyway. I mean, it doesn't consist in forcing him to give her a get and give her the ksuvah. So you put him in prison, you hit him. Here it's a different kind of kli. It's chusim that the Baal has over the Isha, and the Isha has over the Baal. It's chusim. To live in Eretz Yisrael, you don't want divorce. You don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I divorce you and I don't give you a ksuvah. So it's chusim. V'horaye, the Mishnah says, Hakil Mailin. Lirushalayim v'nakal mitzim. So there is this chus kviye, even when we go to Yerushalayim. Does anybody say there is a chiyuv? There is a chiyuv to live in Yerushalayim. Who did it? I mean, they all said Nichid Yisgul. I mean, Rav Chaim Zonnefeld never walked out chus litzchum. All right. So he was 70 years ago. He was the only one who never walked. But I mean, who else? There is no chiyuv to live in Yerushalayim. Chiyuv to live in Yerushalayim, and still there is this. It's chuskvi. There is this chuskvi. So mele, it's not based upon the chiyuv of living in Eretz Yisrael. as well. So mele, there is no stira between the first Lashon and the second Lashon, Rabbi Nachaim Kehan. And the first Lashon, the Mordechai mentions Dafkin, the name of Rabbi Nachaim Kehan. Because here he says, Hu eim alalis v'imera shaloi lalis, kefnis lalis, after it's mixed. So he's not discussing the chiyuv of living as a soil. This chus, was a Baal has over his wife, a wife has over the Baal, to kefi each other, to dwell in Eretz Yisrael, to the Eretz Yisrael. So mele, in a negron haze, diike sakon ezroach. There is no kviye, there is a sakon ezroach. For him, Rabbi Nachaim, the achshof, so how do, are we accustomed to read it? The achshof, any mitzvah, a lot of Eretz Yisrael. And assuming that Teisves was about Diduk, and Teisves was certainly about Diduk, it's not correct. Digduk, I mean to say, the achshav in mitzvah lot about soil. Mitzvah lo shenikeva. So you should say, eineno mitzvah, not eine mitzvah. Eineno mitzvah. So I think that the pronunciation, the way it's read, is wrong. Eine mitzvah lot about soil. Not, it's no mitzvah. Of course it is a mitzvah. Because there is, in Rabbi, as the Bisalevi says, it's not a mitzvah misadatzmo. It's not a mitzvah misadatzmo as a mitzvah chiyuvis, because as far as the posik v'irashtem v'ishavtem bo is concerned, it's only aftoche and yield. But a mitzvah chiyuvis it is. But there is a mitzvah chiyuvis in order to be Mikai Mrs. Atlis Boris, because of the posik Vishay Shonim Tisra Sarzecho, Vosafto est Vuoso. So Meili says, not the Achshov Eino Mitzvah. Then it's wrong, Digruk. You should say, Neno Mitzvah. Eino Mitzuve. It's not Mitzuve. Because the Tzivu, the Chiyuv, is based upon Mrs. Atlis Boris. But now there is no opportunity of Mrs. Atlis Boris. In this, as the Pasach Shulchan says, in the days of Rabbi Nachaim Kehan, there was no opportunity to be Mikayim Mitzvahs Atlis Boris. There was no opportunity to buy land and plant it and sow it. I mean, there was no opportunity to do that. But it was still a Mitzvah Kiyumis, Mitzvah Virashtim Yishavtem Bo. So he said to him, "Eine mitzuve elod abeat Yisrael, ki ishkamo mitzvah atluyis boraz v'chamo einshin dinu yechilin lizoya ben v'lamed aleim." So mele, what it is, Sreed says that the reason is why the Chachomim constant, an Odin who sells the Evet to Chutz Loretz, because he deprived him of the opportunity to be Mikai Mrs. Atluis Boretz, some mele, that, so why is there an ask? Because there is a special mitzvah, Saftembo, a special mitzvah of Vishay Shonim Tizlas Hatzecho, Vosafto est Voso, Vosafto est Voso, to live in Eretz Yisrael in order to, as a means towards the kiyum of Mrs. Atlis Boraz. I mean, it's Loretz. So mele, the Chachomim constant, the Odin, because he deprived by selling him to Chutz Loretz, and Odin in Chutz Loretz, he thereby deprived him of the opportunity to be Mikayim the Mitzvahs Atlis Boraz. All right, now, yeah.
According to this chat, the only reason why there's a halacha of kaifin in the Mishnah is only when there's a chiyuv. But if there would be no chiyuv, there's just missed a kiyuma, so there wouldn't be the din of a kol ma'alan.
No, on the contrary. On the contrary. As the raya is from Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, there is no chiyuv.
Right.
And still, there's a din kviyeh.
So why is Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen Bukhal mentioning over here? Why is Taisa bringing down Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen's name?
No, on the contrary. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen first says the achshav einu nekeifin because sakana sadrochim. But if nafu sakana sadrochim, let's say the moment the sakana sadrochim was eliminated, there is kviyeh. by the husband or the wife. Even though there is no, is not mitzvah. Yeah, but b'tzad mitzvah kiyum is.
So why befalls an eser for the Rechaim Kain to bring down a real halach of ainu mitzvah below the Beretz Yisrael?
No, in other words, suppose the Sakonos HaDrochim will be eliminated. So there will be kfir by the husband again.
But Al-Mitzvah,
yeah. But the Chuyiv is not, let's say, he wants
what's
to know.
What's in a gay if he's Chayiv and Achayiv? Sayiv, if there's Mitzvah Kiyumas, it will be in a gay if it's Tali, it's all Tali.
It's a big nafka minute. Suppose a Jew is not in the Madrega of being a Chofetz Chaim, and he wants to know, am I Mechuyiv mit a Reise to live in the Art Israel
now? No, I'm saying, but a gay to this.
So you tell him, we have to pass him. You're not Mechuyiv. You're not Mechuyiv. But the mitzvah there is.
What's in a gay? I'm saying for the sugi and suvus. What's in a gay for Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen?
No, he's just mentioning the halachas. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Boy minei."
So Rashi was saying that Tosis and the Rashi aren't arguing then.
What?
Tosis and the Rashi aren't arguing in pshat. Why the Ebed was a chutz lords?
There could be machlekes. In other words, according to Rashi, so there is no chiyuv of living in a soil in order to enable myself to be mekayem lavoras. How about the medrash? So maybe the medrash is also only mitzvah kiyum. It's not. It's a special thing. I mean, but not that he's mechuyev mideraisa mamish to plan the courtyard in order to mekayem that we brought. Now, when we learned the Teisves, the Bey, so we discussed that Abaye. I don't think that it's proper to go over it again. Boy, my name Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amir Chab Yisui, Kimicha B'chus L'Oroz Dom Eloi, Omulot Nisur, Rav Meir Im Arako Kiyar Tzroi Ligitin, Gitin Ein La'avodim Lei, V'kol Shkin Sur Yodim Erach Gatvei. So Teisves says, the Bey, that Abaye is a Libidim Mandoma, that kibush yochet shmei kibush. So mele, we could say, since kibush yochet shmei kibush, so mele, it's not kimecha b'chus lores. Oidimo, kibim da afrotome, so it's kimecha b'chus lores. What has afrotome to do? The answer is, we see from the Rash, and the Rav Bartinore, and from many Rishenim, Marim Al-Kitzedek, that the Mekemesh of Shul Mishanik of Shul Bovels, so the Gush is Mitami. So Gush is Mitami. So Mele it's a raye that if the Gush is Mitame, so he says, so that's what he says. Oh, he didn't keep the Afrotome. So that means that he doesn't have Dusha swords. The even kibush yochet shmei kibush, but so we explained that it's not. But the libovel will not kevishet, because what he did, Yana Melech, that's nothing. That's not. That does not give an dower to Dushas Oras. Yana Melech was not a Melech. It was not bit Bezna Godli. It was not Bezna Israel. It was not. It was nothing. So Mimele. But if we say kibush yochet shmei kibush, so mele, even though Gdusha Soros he doesn't have, but the Shemar Tzol it has, if we say kibush yochet lo shmei kibush, he doesn't even have the Shemar Tzol. But if we say kibush yochet shmei kibush, so the Shemar Tzol it has, so mele, so mele, there is a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, but since some mele the time of osolosis me'Eretz Yisrael l'chus l'oretz doesn't apply. Oy dilma, since it's afrotome k'chus l'oretz, so afrotome is a raya that he doesn't have dushas oretz. So mele is mafkir him of the opportunity to mekayem mitzvos atlois boris, because that's tolu in kedushas haaretz. So mele there is a knas. Omale tisur Rav Meir im Arako ki Eretz Yisrael legitim. Ligit nein lavodim lei. So what does it mean? That if he sells the Eved to an Odin in Akko, so he's not, so he's Yotzelecheos. Is Yotzelecheos. Why? Because why is Yotzelecheos? But it is Kofshul Mitzrayim. So the answer is it's not Kofshul Bovel. It's not Kofshul Bovel. So that means we kolshkin suye di merchaketvei. So kolshkin suye di merchaketvei. What difference does it make? Farther, closer? No, it means merchaketvei. It's not even of the origin. It's not Avraham Avinu. So true kibush yorish may kibush, all right. So mele it belongs to Klal Yisrael, but of the origin it's Avraham Avinu. It is not. So Akko is more than Surya, even according to Mandoma kibush yorish may kibush, because even according to Mandoma kibush yorish may kibush. But the kedusha rishenu is loikicholos love, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael remains, and Akko. Certainly, as Hashem Eretz Yisrael, it's even more. It says Hashem Eretz Yisrael because of the matonish nitl Avraham Avinu. Mashein kin suye has Hashem Eretz Yisrael only because of the kibush David. So kibush yokesh mei kibush. So since Akko that is of the orish nitl Avraham Avinu, so there is a knas. Alachas kamo v'chamo, that in Surya there is the knas. That's how he explained this. Tana Rabba, b'shlei shot rochim shofso sur le'arts Yisrael, u'v'shlei shol l'chutz l'aretz. So how is it? Afrotomik l'chutz l'aretz. V'amechi ravdei b'Surya k'mechi b'chutz l'aretz. V'amei v'get m'Surya k'mei b'chutz l'aretz. Uvishlei shol Eretz Yisrael, hayeves b'maisel v'shviz ki Eretz Yisrael, v'oreitzel ikonis lo bitar en nichnas. In other words, b'sidot teva migdol. V'akeini, because the avir is not mitamei, only the gush is mitamei. V'akeini sod b'suye, ki keine b'parure Yerushalayim. Hayeves b'maisel v'shviz ki Eretz Yisrael, kosova ki b'shochit shmei kibush. So it's mashma from the Pashtus Loshna Gemore, from this Gemore, that according to Mandoma, Kibushochit Loishme Kibush, and we paskin Kibushochit Loishme Kibush, so then Surya is not Chayvet Chumash Maisras. But the Rambam paskins Kibushochit Loishme Kibush, still the Rambam paskins that Surya is Chayvet the Rabbonim Chumash Maisras. Now what's the Loshna
Gemore?
No, not Mitzvahs. No. The Rambam mentions it separately. That definite, I mean, it's not like Bishor. We discussed on Friday whether, according to the Rambam, there is a special chi of the Rabbonon in Mitzad Eretz Yisrael, in the Mekim, Shekoshul, Mitzrayim, Koshul, Bavel, or there is no special chi of the Rabbonon of Trumis and Maestras Mitzad Eretz Yisrael and Mekim Shekosh Mitzrayim and Kosh Shoret Bova. But it's Ligoratem then Mekim is Hakreivis Eretz Yisrael. So there is a machlekes on that point between the Rashbo in Chum and Rashelio. The Rashbo in Chum says, the Rashbo in Chum says, he has the kashim. Rebbe was matir all the Bishon because like of Shul Bovel, but why should it be Gorua than Amin Meyov, Mitzrayim and Bovel? So he says it is Gorua because Amin Meyov were closer to the Ikra Yishuv than Bishon. Bishon was far away, so I say. So that means that according to the Rashbo, while in respect to Shemitah, there is an Issam the Rabbonon of not being given the karke in Shviz, in the Mekim Shikoshu, Sholis Arotzeis, Lishviz, so Mekzivat Hanor is Nechales Havaloi Neveres. Some Achleikas Kshenim, what does Nechales mean? According to Habnitam, it means Nechales Lachas Marabio. According to Rambam, it means that the Yisrael Sfichishvis, it doesn't apply. Havaloi Neveres. So there is, and that's not Misat Chutzlores, because of Chutzlores Mamesh, there is no Aveide of Shvis. Then there are Shvis. So, but, like Abitzumis of Maisres, there is no Chiyuv Misad Arts Yisroel of Tzumis of Maisres. But if they are Krivim Arts Yisroel, so it's like Ruach and Chutzlores. That's a different kind of Chiyuv Tzumis of Maisres. It doesn't involve any Satevel. It's a Chalas Chutzlores, is Eichel Vehelich, Vahakim Afrish. But the Rashi Eliyahu says no. That the Mekim Mishik of Shul, Mitzchayim of Shul, Bovel, then it's Chayiv mit Rabbonon, Misad Arts Yisroel. And not just Torah Shnitzel Avraham Avinu, but since originally it had Dushas Arat Yisrael, so Mimele, even though the Dusha is Loi Kicholos Lovei, but Mid Rabbonon it's considered Kicholos Lovei. But that applies only to Mikemis that Yeshua escaped. So it was Niskadish originally in Bais Rishon. And then it was Pokas, so Mid Rabbonon is still Chayev. Mashenkin Bishon, that Lehirish Nash is Bishon, even though it's Zorosh Nitla from Avinu, it tells him as Israel. But it never became Niskadish Bidushas as Israel, Liga Bitrumis and Maisres. So then there is no Chiyuv. There is no Chiyuv Mid Rabbonon Bitiras as Israel. But then you ask, let it be Mechuyah Bitiras Chuzloret. So that will the Rasul Yol agree with the Rashbo, because it's not Korev Teras Israel. It's Rochek Meras Israel. Anyway, so one second. But Tzurye, so in regard to Mikimish of Shul, Mitzrayim of Shul, Bovel, there is a machlekes where there is a chiyuv Tumis Maisras inside the Eretz Yisrael between the Rashbo and the Rashi Elyo. But in regard to Tzurye, the Rambam certainly says, explicitly spells it out, that Tzurye is chayev in Tumis Maisras in the Rabbonon. Now let's see Loshna Rambam. So there's the Kesef Mishnah, there's the Kasha from this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, V'chayeves V'maisa B'shviz K'yaz Yisrael K'osova K'bishyoch Shmei Kibush Mashma D'ti Akord Mandoma K'bishyoch Lo Shmei Kibush. So it's not Chayev. And the Rambam passes Lo Shmei Kibush. And still he says it's Chayev Mi Rabbono. So the Kesmish is at Kashi. Now, Perikalef Milches Trumes, Haloche Gimel, Harotzi Shekobash Dovich, Chutzler Tznoam, Kinaram Rain, Baram Tseva, Veachlo, Vechayitzeben, Afal Pishe Malach Yisroel, Val Pibes Nagodwe, Ise, Enike As Yisroel, Choldova, Veloike Chutzlores, Choldova, King Bovel, Misraim, El Yotzim Chol Chutzlores, El Yisom, Ki As Yisroel, Yigil, Und Nima Yod, Malas As Yisroel, נשקובה שישום קידם שיר בשקולה ארץ ישראל אלא נשע בו משיב לעמים ואילו תופס כל ארץ כנוען לגבולסל והכין כובש ארץ זכיריס הוי כיבושי כולי כארץ ישראל לכל דובו והרוצי שכובש דוד הן הנקרו עם סורי סורי so he says וסורי יש בדבורים שלושי בהן כארץ ישראל ויש דבורים שבהן כחוץ לארץ והבקיני בו קרקע כקיני בארץ ישראל ינצחו מסמייסר ששביס והקל בסוריה מדבר ספרי so the Kesmishne says ומה שקוסה והקל בסוריה מדבר ספרי כלי מדיל מדינתי רוב תורו כיוון שאינו מן האורש נתלה עבורם אבינו so the Kesmishne assumes that Surya is not the Roshni Glavon Vino, not as the Ramban says in Chumash at the end of Egin. Vikashali, Lomo Hutzruch Olitin Tam, the Ferikam, the Gitin, the Chiv Surya, the Maisras, the Vishviz, Mishim Gesova, Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, Havel Meima, the Film, and Domen Bereis, the Ptur, the Kibush Yochid, Loi Shmei Kibush, the Homo Chayeves on the Vesefrin, Vishemo Yeshleima, have motel may ma hoche, elo the boil is sub masnis na fill the time with the hayevis price. But the recorkes gives the much smoother tarets. The recorkes out here is the time in which the tonnebo hayeves bitumo meisters cards is soil. Mashma the hayeves natero cards is soil comma. Mishmocha utschach loop me kimandomash mekib.
Oh.
So in other words,
the Gemara is talking about soil means the rice,
even though according to the Rambam, so it's soil gufe, my shemi was only a rabbanon, but here it says kiatsi soil, so it means like the rest of our soil, and in Bais Rishon it was chayv mi rice, but if kibshocht loish me kibush, so even the Bais Rishon it wouldn't be chayv mi rice. It's a very good terrace, I mean, that's the plain pshat in the Rambam, I mean. Anyway, but the Rikorkes and the Mishneh, Estikashe.
Rikorkes?
Rikorkes, one of the Rishonim. So, Estikashe against the Rambam, the Rambam says that it's Chayev, even though he passes Kibushot Lish Mikibush.
Right.
So they give it Eretz. But it's much more from them that it's not a Dover Poshut. But it's a matter of fact, I mean, it's strange. It's a Gemara Mifureshes that mit Rabbon und Suri is chayven trumes um Eisres. Even according to Mandoma, kibishochet lo ish mekibush. It's a Gemara Mifureshes in Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin. Let's turn. Daf Mem Zayin. Now, Daf Mem Zayin, Omid Aleph, Mishnah, Amecher, Sodeo, Levit, Kechovim, Likeach or maybe men in Bikurim it may keep an ale. Omar Rabbe, Afropi, so here I have a machlekes, Amroim, whether Yeshki and Biad Nochi Lafki, Amiditrumus of Mais Rosana. Omar Rabbe, Afropi, Shinkin, Livichovin Beret, Sisroel, Lafki, me, Mais, Shenemakali, or as Ligdusha's Oris. Afro Yeshkin, Livichovin, that's soil, Afro Besir, Sichon Mairas. That means a key and a goof. If he goi, the question is, if he goi buys a piece of land that's soil, does he only acquire a key and Paris? He can live there. He can be mishtamish, but a key and a goof he doesn't have. Because as Israel was given to the Jews, so Goy is mufke of acquiring ki and aguf in Israel, or he can acquire. That's called the ki and aguf.
Own real estate.
No, he can as a ki and peres. He certainly can.
As a ki and peres, but the ki and aguf itself.
Ki and aguf means that he can do whatever. That's right. That he can do whatever he wants. He can. Break it up and dig beres
and miles,
and he's not a mazik. Avos so. Omar Rab, Avos pishin kinyan v'chom da'at soil afkia midi ma'iseya, shnema keli ores likdishes orets. Avos yesh kinyan v'chom da'at soil achba beres chon ma'ireis, shnema ra shamayim shamayim ad yishem v'os nosan ni odom. V'rab lezer imei rafa.
Yes,
so
that gives to people.
That to people, even going, they have a schus to acquire a king and a goof, even in Eretz Yisrael. Not only in the rest, in Chutz Lorel, but even in Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe Zarei Meraf, al Pishiyesh, King Levi Kechovim, in Eretz Yisrael. Lafkiya mi maise, yashin ema digon chov lo yidong Levi Kechovim, avolein King Levi Kechovim, in Eretz Yisrael, lach b'sichon mayas. Shenemar Lishem Ores, Michael Miflik, Marsova the Gong of the Dong of the Hovim, Marsova the Gong of the Hovim, Omar Rabbe, Minoa, Minolo. 1 second, please, 1 second. Now, let's say, we'll skip one Kasha of the Gemara, but it's not negators. But then Toshma, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the seventh line from the end of the Gong. Toshma, his soil shall occur so the Milk Hovim, actually, we are surely Shvihoz of Mokale. So only because it became a chuyev b'rshus Yisrael. But suppose the avoh shlish will take place b'rshus Akum, when the Yisrael buys it back from him, will not become a chuyev. Why? Because since at the time of the avoh shlish it was in the possession of the goy, so it was mufke of Trumis and Maestres. So it's a raya to Rablezer, that Yesh Kiyan Levi Kehovim Be'al Tzchoy Lafkim in Maiser Tzikashe against Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Och Maskin in Bisurye. In the Al Tzchoy Mame, she's ain't Kim Yad Noch Lafkim in Tzchoy Maiser. But Bisurye, yes. Why Surye, yes? Because Sova Kibush Yochet Lish Mikibush. So the question of Isaac is, if Kibush Yochet Lish Mikibush, so it's Chutz Loretz, so why only if the Goy But it, even if the guy didn't buy it, even if it's still Beshus Yisrael, so it's potter of Tzumis Maestres. So the Ramban discusses it in the Chidushim. He says it's a raya from this Gemara that even according to Mandoma Kibishochet Loish Mikibush, but mit Rabbanan Tishchai. Mit Rabbanan Tishchai. So the Ramban, the Chidushim. So it's Gemara Mifreshes. So why I mean do they ask, all right? So it's a kashi against the case of Mishneh. Why even ask the kashi in the Rikorkes? Why does he ask a kashi? It's a gemara mefreshes here that Messiah anyway. But so that's a din poshut. It's not the Rambam's chiddush. It's a gemara mefreshes that even if we say ki b'shochit lo yishmei kibush, but mit rabbonon it has dushes as Yisrael also. But since the Kedushas Arz Yisrael is only Mid Rabbanon, some mele is Yeshkiyem Biyad Nochi Lafkiyem Yitzchumis Maitzres, even according to the Mandoma who says in Arz Yisrael is saying Kim Yad Nochi Lafkiyem Yitzchumis Maitzres. But in Surya it's Yeshkiyem Biyad Nochi Lafkiyem Yitzchumis Maitzres. Anyway, so that's a Gemara Mefarashis. It's not a Chiddush of the Rambam. One second. Now. Voreitel ikonis lo bitare nichnas, v'amret afrotomei. So how can it be nichnas and remain toya? So the Gemara says, b'sid the table migdol. Now let's see the Rashi. B'sid the table migdol, v'neis neiso ba'avir. Mashein kim be'arzahamim, so then the avir is also mitam. The avir is also mitam. So, v'ay. Ditanye, Hanich Naslaras Amin, Beside the Tevo Migdo, Rebbe Mitame, Rabbiesi Barabiude Mitaya, Rabbiesi Barabiude Mitaya, Vafil Rebbe Leuka Mitame Elabers Amin, Di Gozar al Gusho Laviro, Aval Surya al Gusho Gozro Laviro Leugos, Vakain is so the Bisurye, Kikane Bifarure Yoshalayim. Limahil Kaseo Marafshe Slima Shekismu Aveni Vafil Bishabis Bishabis Al Kraito Kidoma Rove Emel Vikhoven Vase Hochaname Vilkhoven Vase Viafal Gav Damir Vikhoven Shoes Mishumishvat Soil Goz Rabban. Now let's see the whole Rashi. Kikini Bifaru Yoshlain. That itself, I think, requires an explanation. Why does the Gemara have to say? The Gemara says, the price got fin for your shrine. What do the prices say? Kikin for your shrine. Insofar as the mitzvah of Yishuvat soil is concerned, is there a difference between your shrine, let's say, and Tel Aviv? There might be a difference between Mikemish of Shul Mishraim, the Loik of Shul Bobel, and Mikemish of Shul Bobel. But whoever heard a thing like that there is a difference between Yerushalayim and the rest of Eretz Yisrael in regard to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So why does the Gemara emphasize Kikene Bifarure Yerushalayim? That has to be explained. What time is it now? My watch stopped.
12:25.
What?
12:25.
25?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll set it. It's okay. Just want to go finish the Rashi, and then if there's time left, I'll try to discuss it. Because I don't. So, Rashi says, before Kibush Yochit, the David Shalohoyu called Yisrael Biyachat, Kiderach Shahoyu be Kibush Yeshua, Shoyu Kulom be Kofshu Litzerach called Yisrael, Kedem Haluke, Aval David Lekovash El Litzerach. Now, Rashi, what does it mean? Shalohoyu called Yisrael Biyachat. What does it mean, Shalohoyu called Yisrael Biyachat? Kiderach Shahoyu be Kibush Yeshua, Shoyu. Now, Rashi and Avi Zohar mentions Shishim Ribe, but here he doesn't mention Shishim Ribe. That's the Chofa Mitbeis, in Maskirin and Botim Be'at Yisrael, Vintzorchlim Asodis, Uvisurye. Maskirin and Botim Avaloi Sodis. So Rashi says, Surya Ramsebo Smuchel Artsoil, Vikif Shodovid, Vikipol Dushas Artsoil, Shaloy Alpia Dibo, Uviloi Shishim Ribe, Vikorole Kibish Yochit. So why is it Kibish Yochit? Because it was not Alpion Vitumim, and it didn't have Shishim Ribe participants. In other words, in order to be Kibish Rabbim, so just as Ligabei Shabbos, according to Rashi and Tesvis, if it's less than Shishim Ribe, 600,000 people, so it's not considered a rabbin, that's rabbin in a colossal sense. You know, sometimes the Gemara says, Yomim Shnaim, Rabbim Shleish, three is a rabbin. Then you have a rabbin, let's say, of a minyan Jews. But this is a rabbin, 600,000. That's the biggest rabbin, 600,000. So then it's kibush rabbin. Tesvis Israeli, it doesn't make any difference. Tesvis, Pirush HaKuntres in Rabbi Zohar, Shaloh Yishamur Mitumim Vishishin Ribei, V'yesan Nirek, Moshe Pirush Rav, Bitzot Maharput, Tichol Mashi Kobash Yochit, Ken Yoyim Nashi Ine Yisrael. Aval Kashi, Dime Art Yisrael, Ein Ze Kor Kibish Yochit, V'im Chus Loretzu, Afil Hoyo Shishim Ribei Kor Kibish Yochit. So what does it say? So he explained it. It means Kibush Rabbi means Kibush by Kol Yisrael. The whole tzibur, the whole Umma Yisraelis, as chetiva achas, as one unit, not as 10 million individual Jews, but as one unit, the whole Jewish nation, the whole Jewish tzibur.
United, concerted effort.
Yeah, as a unit, yeah. So, that's called Kibush Rabin. But Rav Yitzchok, so Bateis Veshite is that it doesn't mean, in order to be attributed to Kol Yisrael, it doesn't matter how many Jews participate in their physical conquest. If it involves a kiyum mitzvah of a rashtem yishavtem bo, whether a mitzvah chiyuvis or a mitzvah kiyumis, and I said, even the Rambam is made, there is the chlaporas mitzvah kiyumis, then if the kibush involves the kiyum mitzvah rashtem yishavtem bo, then it doesn't make any difference, according to Isis. Even if one Jew like Yoyab Menashe did it, so it's misyachis to call Yisrael. It's considered alpedin, a kibush by call Yisrael, as one unit. But if it does not involve a mitzvah of Yerashtem Mishaftem, well, let's say it's not Mehorash and Islam form of Inu. So then even if 600,000 Jews participate, so it's a kibush by 600,000 individual Jews. And if you have 10 million Jews, so it's still not a kibush by the whole tzibur as a unit. It's a kibush by 10 million individual Jews. So, but Rashi is also made into it. But Rashi Shiti is. But how does the Rambam explain kibush yochid? Kibush yochid means not midas Rev Yisrael, not midas Bez Nagol. So why in one place in Liches Trumo he mentions midas Rev Yisrael, But in Hilches, in Hilches Melachim, he says Midas Beznagon. What's this? What is it? So my brother Rabbi Sheber, I heard from my brother Rabbi Sheber, the Haloches of Beznagodl, that in here in Beznagodl itself, not because Beznagodl represents Klal Yisrael, but Beznagodl, let's say Iranidachas can be needed only by Beznagodl. But Kol Yisrael
71.
Yes, 71. But suppose Kol Yisrael assemble and be done Iranidachas, they couldn't do it. It inheres in Beznagodl per se, not, but then Beznagodl, besides its own Chalishem of Beznagodl and the Keiches, that the authorities that it has as a Beznagodl, so Beznagodl represents Klal Yisrael, and that's a posik in the Torah. Let's see, Zayin Tuvayir represent the inhabitants of that particular city, but Beznagodl represents Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, that's it in Beznagodl, and that's a posik in the Torah. Just 1 second. Oh, Bamidbor Yudalef Baleisro Posik Design. Vayim Radishem al Meishe. Es Foloshivi Mishmi Zikne Yisrael Ashayodato Keim Zikne Om Vishetrof. Vilokarto Isamalil Mavis Yasushamimor. Ashayodato Keim Zikne Om Vishetrof. What does that mean? Zikne Vishetrof. They represent Klal Yisrael. Keim Zikne Om Vishetrof.
They're the elders.
The elders and the sheitrim, it means they represent Klal Yisrael. So here, in order to be kibush rabim according to the Rambam, means it has to be midas rev Yisrael. But if it's midas beznagodl, so it's also midas rev Yisrael, because beznagodl represents Klal Yisrael. So, but Rashi shita is that when can it be misyaches to Klal Yisrael, as a kibush of Klal Yisrael, only if there is a rabbin participant in the kibush. What is a rabbin? Rabbin in a colossal sense, Shishim Rib. That's Rashi Shiti. But it's not that Rashi Shiti is kibush. Rabbin means kibush by 600,000 Jews. No.
No.
Kibush by Klal Yisrael, the whole Umma Israelis. But if there is less than 600,000 Jews participating, then it cannot be Misiaches to Klal Yisrael. If there is a rabbin participant, then it can be Misiaches to Klal Yisrael. That's Rashi Shite in Avizor. Here Rashi in Gittin says, he's not there. Rashi in Gittin says,
Rashi doesn't mean Chatib
Achas
necessarily.
Rashi
doesn't mean
us. Rashi also means. Yeah,
being Chatib Achas.
Yup, Teis Veshite is that if a single Jew does it and he is Mikayim, the mitzvah of Yerishtim Shaftenbo, so it's Misyachis to Klal Yisrael. According to Rashi, it's not Misyachis to Klal Yisrael, just like that. Yeah, that's Rashi. Here Rashi says, Kibush Yochit, Didovich, Shalohoyu Kol Yisrael Biyachat, Kiderach Shahoyu Bikibush Yeshua, Shoyu Kulam. So it doesn't mean Oyu Kulam, but every Jew participated. Not every Jew participated. It means it was a kibush by Kol Yisrael.
What Yeshua was? Yeshua,
Kibush Yisrael. Vikovshu Litzerach Kol Yisrael. Of course, he. In order to be Misyaches to Klal Yisrael, so the Kevshim have to have in mind, have to have the intention to be Kevishet for Klal Yisrael.
For the nation of Israel.
Yeah, for the whole people, the whole Umma Yisraelis. Kedem Chluke, Avul David Likovashal Litzeyachai. It doesn't mean David Likovashal Litzeyachai, Chas Visholem, that David acted, you know, was motivated by selfish considerations. Chas Visholem, he means it wasn't a kibush by Kol Yisrael, some mele. To whom did it belong? To the Kevshim. Now there is Aloch in the Rambam. Just one second, please. Please, 1 second, please. Rambam in Perek Daled Milchas Melochim, Halacha Tes, says as follows. Kol Aruge HaMelech Momenu LeMelech V'chol HaMamlochi SheKeveish Harei Eitzris HaMelochim LeMelech U'shor HaBizo SheBezizim Bezizim V'Neisim LeFonov V'Neitil Mechzo B'Reish U'machzis HaBizo Chilkineisei Kol Anshe Atzor B'Yachat Imom hayeshin al akelim bimachne lishomrom chilkim bishove shenemak kechile kayerid nuchomo ochirele kayeshiv al akelim yardov yachlei psinu aloch ram. Is that kibush rabim? No kibush rabim. So here the Rambam says that when a melech is kevish and eretz, so then it is divided. One half goes to the Melech and one half goes to the Anshe Atzovo together with those who are Yeshiv HaKelim. What's called Yeshiv HaKelim? Yeshiv HaKelim is those who do what they called in Hebrew Sheirus Leumi, you know what I mean? Civil duty. Not military duty, but civil duty. How about the rest of the Jews? No, they don't get anything. Is that kibush rabbi? No, the Rambam doesn't talk here of kibush rabbi. Kibush rabbi means midas riv Yisrael, midas bezna godl, so on. But here the Melech was kibush land without das riv Yisrael, without das bezna godl. Some mele is the same aloha of kibush as by Salem. There is aloha of kibush milchome by Salem too. I'm in the mele of Tiyal b'sichein. So sichein was kene.
Like Goyim.
Yeah. So was kene the I'm in the mele of. That's why Mesh Rabbeinu was able
of war.
To. So that's why Mesh Rabbeinu was able to be kevish in Rayard and from sichein, because he wasn't kevish. From Amin Meyov, but there is a Nisar to wage war, to be cavish, anything from Amin Meyov, but it wasn't, title was already vested in Sichem. How did Sichem become invested with title for Kibush Mocham? So that din applies to his Melech Yisrael also. So the Rambam does not discuss here Kibush Rabbi, some mele. When it's not kibush rabim, when a melech is kevish, and the kibush is does not have a halishem of kibush rabim, then what the aloch of that kibush? That he gets a half and